arrested a number of Russian intelligence agents in Ukraine, many of them armed. There's evidence that protesters have been paid to take the actions that they've taken.
All right, so it's Jay Carney reacting from the White House on this situation in the Ukraine. Boy, you know, it's the same storyline that we're marching toward. And ultimately, what is the end game going to be here for Putin? What's going to happen to the people in the Ukraine? We've talked to many people who have been over there, including Luke Vargas, who's joined us several times on the show and spent some time there right before everything exploded. And then we saw what happened afterwards, and yet still the push is on. And this is it. I mean, this is pretty much do or die. There's going to be no gray area, I think, in the end. We started off talking about whether or not it was going to be a new Cold War, and now we're into whether or not the U.S. is being provoked by the Russians. And that's where we begin this version of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, I hope you're safe and happy in whatever nook and cranny that you hail from, where you can hear me right now, because there have been some crazy things that have happened as well across the U.S., and we'll talk about the shooting in Kansas City and some other things, too, we'll mix in. But before we get there, they say that a Russian fighter jet made a dozen low-altitude passes, is what they're calling it, on the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea, so trying to provoke? Or what was that, you know, ultimately about? While there are these protesters and protests that are amping up in the Ukraine and Kiev, are they going to make it to their election, which is on May 25th, or not? The war of shouting has escalated between Russia and the Ukraine without a doubt, and it really doesn't look like it's ending anytime soon. You've got pro-Russian mobs that are seizing some Ukrainian buildings. They stormed police headquarters. They confronted the people inside. Then there were hundreds of people outside chanting, a Russian flag flying from the building. And, you know, the crowd was listening to activists with a megaphone, basically, at the entrance. So what happens when that happens? Well, the president had a conversation with Putin about the situation in the Ukraine, and it's the first time they've talked since the end of May. But I'll tell you, I think that what's happening is, and what they're saying is, the acting president gave the protesters in other eastern Ukrainian cities just until 2 a.m. to disarm or face a full-scale anti-terrorist operation by the armed forces. But that deadline passed, and there was no sign that they even listened to what was being said. Donetsk was one place where it was pretty bad. Protesters have held a government building there for more than a week. That's been now at this point. So what is the solution to this crisis? Women and children are in the buildings. And then they also surround the buildings with peaceful protesters. So how do you avoid having what happened the first time around happen here? Or does this end up becoming like Crimea before you know it? This is now all sucked up into Mother Russia, because Putin is playing a wild game here, and the Ukraine is certainly headed for what it looks like to be civil war. In the meantime, you know, where do we sit on all of this? I mean, at this point, so far, Russia can act with no blowback. Nothing. There's nothing that's happened here. The tensions are pretty high in the Ukraine, needless to say. So where does it end? You know, the crowd outside was chanting referendum, Russia. They were screaming that most of the time. So are they going to make it to May 25th? And the Ukrainian government hasn't evicted the people after the deadline passed. And why is that? I think it's because they don't want to have the civil war. They don't want to have the bloodshed. So Obama and Putin spoke about the crisis. Putin says that the protests are the result of the Kiev authorities and that it was their inability to take into account the interest of the Russian-speaking population and actually asked the president to help prevent the use of force. The U.S., or our president's response, was that Russia is interfering in the southeastern Ukraine. And Obama urged Putin to withdraw Russian troops, according to the White House, you heard Jay Carney at the top, from the Ukrainian border and to use his influence to persuade the pro-Russian groups to leave the buildings that they've seized. And what is the threat if none of this happens? Economic isolation? I mean, some of that is clearly happening. Will they increase sanctions? But this unrest and these events, these government building takeovers, shows you the massive tension between the Ukraine and Russia. And where does it all end up? I think they can't get to May 25th fast enough. I don't think they can get there fast enough, or otherwise they're going to regret what could happen. And the military buildup has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. All right, in the meantime, closer to home, shocking story coming out of Kansas City, Overland Park. In fact, a great suburb there, peaceful, great people. And I say great people because I spent a bunch of time there. One of my first jobs out of college was in Kearney, Nebraska, and I knew a lot of people from Overland. And as I said, spent a bunch of time there, and I can't even imagine that this has happened to this community, that you have a 14-year-old boy and his grandfather who were shot and killed. You have another woman who's going to visit somebody at a Jewish assisted living center right there and is killed. And the victims themselves were not Jewish, because this is being billed as a hate crime. The man that shot and killed the three people is a lifelong Ku Klux Klan member, Frazier Glenn Cross, his name is. He's 73 years old. So the charges of premeditated first-degree murder, opening fire at the two Jewish centers, and the people who track hate groups describe him as a white supremacist. At one point, he was the Grand Dragon at one of the Ku Klux Klan installations, I'll call it. So he had a rifle, and he shot, and he killed. And it was shocking. A 14-year-old high school freshman dressed up in a coat, tie, and a hat, and he was going to sing some songs for an audition that he had hoped was going to win him a scholarship. Real Griffin Underwood. Wow, that was his name. Oh, my, oh, my. He was trying out to be the best high school singer in the Kansas City area. That's why he was at the Jewish Community Center. Very, very sad. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Reminding you that, because I've gotten a couple of emails from people about when can I get the show and I want to download the show, just go to GCNlive.com and you can download America Tonight there. Because I know a lot of people have schedules where sometimes you're on what we call our favored third shift, which we're all a part of, right? And sometimes you get moved around, you get racked around, and you miss things, and there's things that you want to take part in, like Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, which we do on Wednesdays, or Cheap Movie Reviews, which we do on Thursdays. You know, some of the fun stuff, and a lot of stuff that you all participate in, and a couple of other things, too, that we put into the mix. So, speaking of in the mix, this is a little bit of odds and ends, and there was a crazy thing that happened as well that got a lot of attention, and it happened in Nevada. The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid hasn't said much about what's happened at this cattle battle showdown, but if you've seen any of this, in southern Las Vegas, he's saying we can't have American people violate the violate the law than just walk away from it. And he's talking about what's happened there on that property. And this goes back to that whole government thing, the war on, you know, the standoff, very reminiscent of something that has happened in the past. The feds now thinking of ways to strategize for what they're calling a raid on this Nevada ranch. And let me break down some of the details if you haven't seen any of what's happened here. So this is why I think Reed is now suddenly trying to figure out, oof, what do I say about this? Because what's happened is you've got the executive director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, that's the two groups, they're saying that sources inside the federal government are warning that Washington's weekend retreat in this dispute about grazing land in Nevada was only a move to pretty much distract attention and diffuse tensions because a raid on the family's ranch is still planned. So what's happened is at the ranch is what they're saying, and this is why Harry Reid is saying, we just can't have American people violate the law then walk away from it so it's not over, because there's a confrontation that's happened here with the armed gunmen who are out there, and then you've got this, you've got the ranch where in, you know, it's in Graham County, I guess not Graham County, but it's close to that in Arizona, and we're in Nevada anyway. And so what you have is this conflict that's been going on for decades. That's a better way to tell the story. You have grazed cattle on land that's been there for more than a century. And you've got one rancher who said simply stopped paying federal grazing fees years ago because this is something that existed before the government was there. So this is the standoff. So this standoff of why should we have to pay for these grazing fees that we've had the cattle grazing there before. So this standoff reached a crazy boiling point about a week ago. You had hundreds of federal agents and others that surrounded this Bundy ranch. And they were faced with citizens pushing back resistance, armed and unarmed. So the U.S. Bureau of Land Management decided over the weekend to stop rounding up Bundy's cattle and released the animals that they had already seized. And now they're going back and forth on this whole on the whole law enforcement thing and what they can do and what they can't do. And you know, they're worried about the safety of the people, the employees, and then other people in the public is what they're saying. So federal regulations and policies, pushing that, I think, in front of this guy, this family, that he hasn't done anything, he hasn't committed any kind of a crime, is asking for this thing to really explode. I mean, the ranching industry has been crippled in so many places. So it goes back to the whole grazing thing again and what they can do and what they can't do and not paying these fees that all of a sudden they want these fees, and it's killing so many of these ranchers. Specifically, this is just the Bundy Ranch. And Bundy's gotten support from the governor and some other politicians and some protesters from other states, including some other cattle ranchers and other armed militias. So this has led to now this little bit of a little bit more of a standoff. So this goes to the guns thing. So you have a lot of people that are armed, and this is the question of, is there going to be a standoff here? And hopefully not. I mean, hopefully they're not going to have that happen. That would be terrible if that happened. You got helicopters that were flying overhead, and this rancher has been grazing the cattle on this little portion of the land that's managed by the BLM. It's called the Gold Butte, but his family's ties to that land to give you even more history, go back to the 1880s. But he's had a dispute with the Bureau of Land Management over the whole cattle grazing rights thing since 1993. So after years of hassles in the court, last week they got a federal court order declaring Bundy's herd to be trespassing cattle, and they started removing the animals. That's why I said they finally released them, but that's what happened. So he had a group of about 50 people that were protesting the removal of the cattle, and then you had all these rangers come down off the mountain. You had rangers that were armed, so you had a lot of people. And they said they were checking out the protesters to see what was going on. And this is now pretty much where we're at. It has shades of a few other things that have happened in the past in this country. So where ultimately the feds lie on this one, how they strategize for this raid on this ranch, because that's what they're saying. And then this threat from Harry Reid, who says you can't just allow the Americans to break the law, just adds more heat into the situation. Remember, he's the senator from Nevada. And it's an interesting standoff that could bring more recognition to this impossible situation, I think. And I say good for the rancher for continuing to fight. Let them strategize, but he's saying he refuses to recognize federal authority here. So they've got a problem, more than a problem to communicate happening in this situation. And, you know, I was watching, I don't know if it was Fox, it must have been Fox over the weekend, and you had Judge Napolitano, who was on Fox News, who was saying that the federal government's operation against the cattle rancher Bundy, you know, that the Bureau of Land Management agents really should have been the ones that were handcuffed, arrested for seizing his property. And that there's a real line in the sand here, that this is a big government grab. And he says that the feds really were forced to back down because they have a public relations nightmare on their hand. Bundy did lose his case, as I mentioned, in a federal court. But why was it... why was it tried there? Shouldn't have been a state matter, and of course it wasn't. It seems kind of ludicrous, right, for what's happened here. This is the whole First Amendment, right, I believe. Stay with us.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. There's another little twist in this story, by the way. As I said, for the past two decades, this Bundy family in Clark County, Nevada, has been involved in a judicial brouhaha with the Bureau of Land Management over the grazing rights on the public land, right? So also, Harry Reid, the longtime senator from there, who's all over this, we can't let Americans do this sort of thing, break the law. Well, he's also got another reason for this, because he's putting massive pressure on Nevada's largest power company, NV Energy, to sign up as what we would call a first customer. The deal with ENN, so follow the bouncing ball, all right, the ENN Energy Group, and Reed, is worth $5 billion. This is for a solar farm and panel manufacturing plant that's going to be constructed in the southern Nevada desert, right? So here's the thing. This is supposedly going to be clean energy projects, right? That's what the whole thing is, at this specialty firm, the ENN thing. They're already assisting the Chinese Solar Energy Corporation in acquiring like 9,000 acres at a site, right? So here we go again. Let's let the Chinese in. Let's make solar panels, because that whole green thing. And this longtime cattleman, the history there from the 1800s, whoops, sorry, we're reversing our policy. And we can thank, I'm sorry, I have to go river rafting when the world is falling apart, Ken Salazar, who was the then Secretary of the Interior, who was a guy who reversed the policy that he says shouldn't have happened, because 4 years ago they reversed a policy that was actually enacted by George W. Bush, which released millions of underdeveloped acres of land to be allocated to the federal wilderness protection, right? So then that reversed, and now there's been the environmental groups lobbying for the restoration of the wilderness areas for protection. So this is a much deeper scenario. There's more to this story than meets the eye, besides the obvious things happening here. A private rancher using public land for grazing purposes now has smashed, butted heads with the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, really, on international projects that involve the Chinese, no less. So you see where that's all headed, right? Let's go out to our pal, Jack Down Under, who has, I'm sure, plenty of thoughts on this one. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Kate. Oh, I tell you, I have had today one of the most stimulating conversations about the Second Amendment, or the First and Second Amendment to the Constitution. After what's been going on, a lot of my friends in Australia follow what was going on through what was shown on Fox News and on InfoWars with your colleague Alex Jones and so on. And if anyone thinks that the FBI routed organized crime out of Nevada when they kicked the mob out of Las Vegas, you are sadly mistaken. Organized crime is now hiding as Democratic politics when it comes to Nevada. Harry Reid has his finger in everything. And I find it more than coincidental that the head of the BLM used to be Harry Reid's chief of staff. And then soon as the Reid family involvement in this project became public knowledge, and this information was hiding in plain sight, it was covered in Reuters and the Associated Press 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where in the article, they named in the article, it claimed that the Bundy Ranch was a deal breaker.
Yeah, you're right.
In this clean energy thing. Now, Rory Reid used to be the Clark County Commissioner at one stage before going back to practice law for the company that's now representing this this company. Now, what people don't know about this is that the jobs that would have been created by this would have been by migrant workers brought in from China. There was not one American job in all of this. And this goes for all of these other land grabs that are going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
The 800,000 acres of oil land in Colorado, another 265,000 acres in Louisiana, 350,000 acres in Michigan, another 235,000 acres in Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Wyoming. Now, these are all areas that the Obama administration have refused to give permits to local oil companies for, yet they're happy to bring in the Chinese and declare these to be economic trade zones, and where American law doesn't even exist. They will be fully staffed by Chinese nationals.
Yep.
And Chinese law will be the law of the land.
How crazy is that?
So coming back to the conversation I had, why does the Second Amendment exist? Quite simply, because of what's written in the Declaration of Independence. When government becomes tyrannical and no longer listens to the wishes of the people, it is the duty of the people to rise up and take back their government. And that is exactly what happened this weekend. Now, this is a prime example of the Tea Party movement, of Oath Keepers, of patriots. And, you know, from all the media that I've seen, this was all very well disciplined. I mean, the potential was there for an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, there was.
And the only people screaming, "We will shoot," were the BLM.
I know. Scary.
Just swinging this back to say Fort Hood, and there's a connection here. We disarmed soldiers in the bases under the Clinton administration unless they were involved in law enforcement as part of their everyday duties. Last time I looked, the Bureau of Land Management is not a legislated law enforcement agency. Why do they have armed police and SWAT teams?
I agree. Why? And so many of them. And they were ready to explode. There's no doubt.
So the hypocrisy here is so much. I mean, there is a clear case of a conflict of interest at the very least, but conspiracy and corruption. I mean, you don't have to scratch the surface too far to see that there is massive levels of corruption.
Yeah.
Involved by Harry Reid and his son Rory.
Yeah, I agree. And we've seen this, we've seen this before with Reid, and now this is just right center front in your face. This is all about that. It's all about that solar company to produce those solar panels and to have the Chinese take over that piece of land and get that $5 billion.
Exactly. Now we had the current commissioner of Clark County saying, "I hope the protesters brought body bags." I mean, you know, this is the sort of stuff that's going on. And I really think this is a fantastic example of why the Second Amendment is there. And, you know, these people rose up peaceably. Were they armed? Yes. But they peaceably protested and demanded a redress of grievances. And when it was obvious they were not going to back down and these people were willing to put their lives on the line for what is right,
right,
the radical government had to back down.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, and it's too bad that more people aren't realizing what happened here. You know, the protesters... What happened was ultimately what could have been tipped off was all of the BLM guys could have really blown this up. I mean, it's ridiculous. The federal jurisdiction shouldn't be deciding what land is the federal government's anyway, what they own. That's part of the problem. That's part of the problem here. Swooping in.
These people have an ancestral right to this land.
Yes.
I mean, they've occupied this land since long before Nevada was even a state. They
yeah.
can document constant habitation of that area. Going back to the mid to late 1800s,
yep.
long before Nevada was a state, and long before the BLM even existed.
Yep.
This really has been, you know, an example of how the administration has become completely detached from everyday working Americans. And I just find it funny that within 12 hours of the Reid connection in all of this, that the BLM had packed up and moved.
Yeah. Whoops. Which is ludicrous. We better get out of here so that we don't get caught with this. Yeah, Jack, you're right. Yeah, and they didn't want to do that. I mean, they swooped in. They had assault rifles. Jack, thanks. Great thoughts there. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, obviously on top of that story. But they swoop in. They've got assault rifles aimed. They're ready. And they basically stole his cattle. They took a chunk of his property, and they really didn't have the right to do that. It's ludicrous what's happened here. So there's a lot of Bundy supporters, and I don't think this is going away anytime soon. We can count next.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It is all about the numbers, right? So here's some interesting numbers for you. I was surprised when I read this story, but can you imagine this lining up students and teachers to have DNA testing? But the reason they're doing it, and it isn't in this country, it was specifically in Western France at a school there. The police took samples from 527 male pupils and staff in La Rochelle in an effort to try to find a rapist who attacked a teenager in the school bathroom in the dark. So they agreed to do it, and they got the permission, so they took the samples from mouth. They used mouth swabs because they're trying to unravel the mystery of this, and they did them on pupils from 15 to 18 years old. And there was a 16-year-old that was assaulted in one of the restrooms, which is just... very, very sad. The lights were out during the attack. The victim couldn't identify whoever it was, except for that it was a male student, and she knew that she felt that it was a student, and that's why they're testing them. So isn't that interesting? Because I can't remember. Permission to take DNA samples would require the consent of the students and their parents. But refusing to provide the samples would be viewed as a suspect, so then you could be pulled in for questioning. So they didn't have, you know, they had people that, they had kids that were willing to do that. So that's the good news, that they may be able to find the person this way, but very strange to have that happen. I definitely can't recall any high school in the United States or elsewhere where that happened. And I hope they catch that culprit. Moving on to the government and not finding the people who are owed $760 million, the IRS will keep the unclaimed tax refunds. So taxpayers will give the federal government a Easter present, $750 million in money that the government doesn't technically deserve. It's money that's been sitting there since the 2010 tax year, but no one's claimed it. It's owed to 918,000 people plus, but by statute, the taxpayer has 3 years to claim the money. Then the money becomes the property of the federal government at midnight on April 15th. Tick, 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 tick. So the window's almost closed. You have to do it. You have to hurry up and do it right now. That's what you have hardly any time. I mean, $760 million is a lot of money, but it's not the record. In 2009, $917 million. And for 2013, they think it's going to be $1 billion. So I don't get this. If you're owed money, you're not going to get your money back. And, you know, a lot of times it's people who didn't file a tax return, but they're eligible for a refund. Man, follow the money. Take the money. Take the money you're owed. And then, you know, like different things. So like the earned income tax credit, $5,000 to somebody, a taxpayer. Married couples that file jointly that could still earn up to $48,000, they would qualify for the credit. There were a whole bunch of different things in money owed that where they could have gotten money and they didn't do it. And a lot of it has to do with just not simply not filing. And why someone who's owed money doesn't file, oh my. It's very easy. Just download the form, for goodness sake, if you're owed some money, and just do it. But now going back, that would probably, I think, dissuade some people who maybe don't even have, maybe don't even have any idea that they're owed the money. This is scary. People who eat the most protein, especially from animal sources, they say, are more likely to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which is really on the rise. They did a study that showed that people, of course, eat different. In the study, they ate different amounts of protein, which would have the strongest evidence. They compared the diets of people who went on to develop diabetes and those who didn't get the disease to try to make the correlation. And the animal protein, of course, comes from red meat, processed meat, all of that, which is consistent with the increase of diabetes. And they did a 12-year, this study was 12 years, so you got to like that. They collected the information on the diet, the physical activity, the height, the weight, all of that stuff, and then compared it. And this was done out of the Netherlands. And they had, out of the 15,000 people, 11,000 people developed type 2 diabetes from the data they had. 15,000 people without diabetes for comparison is 15,000 plus. So the 11,000 and then the 15,000. Overall, they ate about 90 grams of protein per day. So the people who tended to have a higher weight to height ratio and to eat more fiber and cholesterol than the people who ate less protein. Isn't that interesting? Well, it's all about balance, you know, as a general rule. So if you think of protein, because I think anything that just completely limits everything. But if you're eating red meat twice a week, and then you've got chicken or fish, and then you're balancing it out with other things, maybe that would help. But it is, the more we hear about the type 2 diabetes, the scarier it is. I mean, how many people listening, we're talking about numbers and we can count, even though your cholesterol number, and you get that checked, and it's kind of shocking. It's kind of shocking for some people what their cholesterol's at. They have no clue. And once you see that, then you start to look at, geez, what am I eating? A lot of processed foods or whatever. We know this. It's difficult to do, but it's all about balance, isn't it? You don't need food police. You just need to find the balance. I think yourself, really. How about this story? If it weren't bad enough, what's happening in Russia, we had the story of the Russian jet that passed near the U.S. ship. Some specifics on this: the Russian fighter jet made a couple of passes close range in the Black Sea for more than 90 minutes, and this happened over the weekend on Saturday with all the tension that's going on. In fact, The plane made 12 passes, flew within 1,000 yards of the USS Donald Cook, a Navy destroyer, at about 500 feet above sea level. So the U.S. warship issued radio queries and warnings using the international emergency circuits, but the Russian aircraft didn't even respond. So they were trying to provoke them. They don't make those passes if they're not trying to provoke them. And they had done, they were just doing routine operations in international waters off of Romania, east of Romania. And that ship has helicopters, which, you know, deployed to the Black Sea on April 10th in the wake of the Russian military takeover of the Ukraine's Crimea region and some of the unrest there. So I think that was what that was about. It was a signal to them to back off. But they really took it to the provoking and beyond point, I think, with the amount of passes and how close they came. How close they came. You know, when you think of Ebola and you think of now of the ways we have of containing things, it is such a killer. But it is surfacing in Guinea. And in the fields right outside of the airport, there are people that are coming down with it. And I mean, this is a country of 12 million people, and they're saying that at this point, and they're trying to diagnose it, but that you got about 2 million people there, and it's gone viral. So the hope isn't great, because Ebola is swift, it is nasty, and it is a killer. And once it spreads, the statistics are pretty grim. Pretty grim. And what can you do in these scenarios that where this is unfolded in these small villages and whatnot? Can you imagine in a Western country like the United States? Ugh, be awful. And one of the things that you can't do is touch the people who have it. And there's a wild incubation period, because it can be anywhere from 2 days to 21 days. The mortality rate, higher than 50%. Some outbreaks, 90%. Ugh, terrible. That's it for We Can Count. Thanks for listening for this hour of America Night.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.